there, and welcome to the first story of this invasive series. Just for a bit of context before we begin, when I first started work on this exhibition, I had an interest in the impact non-native species were having on our ecosystems. I read many fact sheets, journal articles, and spent weekends working with Landcare in Yerlamundi, which is a national park at the base of the Blue Mountains, all in an effort to see the effects these species were having firsthand. My ideas on how I could use this issue, for lack of a better word, as the genesis for a series of work took many twists and turns over the last 9 months, though I landed here with these narratives you're about to hear and listen to. Using these stories and their characters, I've chosen to represent a non-native species and their impacts through some weird type of anthropomorphism. I can't even say the word. I hope you enjoy. So I'd like to tell you a story about Charles. Charles was kind and sweet, and most of all, he loved to read. Charles was born in South America, but his family relocated to Australia to build a new life while he was young. At first, Charles found it hard to settle into his new school. He was often teased for his accent, and that made him shy and insecure. He found himself retracting from social interactions, much preferring the safety of his own company than the unpredictability of others. He would search and search for a place at school where he could really let his guard down and be himself. And then he came across the library. So quiet at lunchtime and after school, when other students were either playing outside or heading home, he knew it would become his salvation. And it was. In fact, it inspired him to become a librarian. He swooned over the idea of spending endless days in the company of stories, beautiful bookshelves and quietness. He actually grew to be a very good librarian. Others often fondly noted his incredibly tidy space, as well as his impeccable taste in library decor, from gleaming oak chairs to small yet beautiful ornaments that he curated his shelves with very pleasingly. In his retirement, he spent his days doing what he loved most, sitting in his favourite armchair and reading his most prized books. But after some time, he noticed something unsettled in his heart. Despite his inclination towards solitude, Charles realised that he always longed for companionship, something beyond a book, something like a book, quiet, well-kept, but more. He left the house in an unfamiliar urgency. His brain was abuzz thinking who or what could this undefined companion be. He was searching aimlessly, walking around and around in his neighbourhood, hoping an answer might pop into his brain. But instead, it appeared before him, as Charles had turned a corner and come across a box of kittens ready for adoption. He peered into the box and there was a scurry of tiny bodies. 5 kittens were playing and meowing to each other. These won't do. They're much too excitable, Charles exclaimed to himself. He turned to leave, but before he could, something caught his eye. In the corner of the box, there was another cat, a sweet little black cat curled up and asleep. Curious Charles gently pet the kitten awake. He thought, by doing so, he would quickly discover its temperament. The little cat looked at him, gracefully uncurled itself, and gently butted his head on his hand. In that moment, Charles was filled with joy. He knew it would become the companion he wanted. And so, lovingly scooped up the cat and they headed home together. Charles later discovered that his cat was sweet, but also very mischievous. Once it settled into its new environment, it fondly explored his home. It loved to play and climb, especially on Charles's beloved furniture. The cat's most favourite activity was to use them, to his horror, as a way of trimming his nails. Scratching and scratching Charles's favourite walnut bookshelf, chair and side table until they were shredded to bits. Each time this happened, Charles was filled with remorse, though brought out his dustpan and collected the pieces that had fallen to the floor. Though as time passed, and despite his prized belongings being very much destroyed, he undoubtedly found himself completely in love with his little cat. One day, as he was routinely collecting the scraps of wood from the floor, an idea popped into his head. He decided to fill the holes in his furniture with the wood pieces he had collected. "It wouldn't change my furniture back to what it was," he thought, "but it will be something we made together, and it is better than it was before." Well, that was a nice bedtime story, you might be thinking, but what does Charles have to do with Cat's Claw Creeper, the vine that's currently impacting much of Queensland in the tropical parts of Australia? Well, the Cat's Claw Creeper is a native of tropical America and is an aggressive climber that was originally used as an ornamental plant in older style Queensland gardens. This plant prefers warmer temperate, tropical and subtropical areas. It can be found in gardens, over fences, along roadsides, waterways and in disturbed rainforests. It occurs in coastal and subcoastal areas of southeastern Queensland and in central northern Queensland with devastating impacts. This vine has the ability to climb and completely smother native vegetation, growing up and over trees with its weight bearing down over the canopy. As it smothers, it tears down entire sections of forest, shredding the canopy to the ground. This cat's claw plant is visually very easy to spot, even around some of the vegetation and waterways here in Sydney. Climbing, scratching, and tearing down its environment leaves very obvious visual markers, in the same way that Charles's cat has marked his beloved furniture.